Tens of thousands of protesters are still rallying in sub-freezing temperatures in Independence Square in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. This is the fourth day of mass demonstrations since Sunday's disputed election between Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, backed by Russia, and opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko, who's supported by the West. Today, Ukraine's Supreme Court announced that it will consider an appeal from Yushchenko. Joining us now from Kiev is Sabra Ayers, a reporter for Cox Newspapers. Thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
What does today's ruling from the Supreme Court mean?
Well, what it means is that according to Ukrainian law, in order for the candidate that's been declared president to actually go to the next step of inauguration, the results have to be publicized in an official newsletter. And once that's done, then they can go ahead with the next step. So what this means is that Viktor Yanukovych, who is the prime minister and according to the Central Election Commission's results, the winner of this election, his inauguration is essentially postponed.
Until the court does something, but is it clear that the court has the power to annul the vote?
That's not clear at this point. And they have decided that what it means is at this point they won't publicize the results until the allegations into fraud are investigated into. So and on Monday, apparently, the court is going to examine the appeal filed by Viktor Yushchenko.
That is Monday, still some days away. And, of course, these protesters have been out in the streets there in Kiev since last Sunday. Are some considering this might be a delay tactic? After all, even if they hear the charges of fraud on Monday, it could be weeks or months before they issue a decision.
That's true. I think from talking to the people, the protesters in the street, they are very prepared to stay out there as long as they have to. They really feel that Viktor Yushchenko is their chosen president, and they feel that they're not leaving until their voices are heard. So they're prepared for a long, cold standoff.
Now, an opposition leader allied with Viktor Yushchenko has called for a blockade of government buildings. What's going on there?
That's correct. Yulia Tymoshenko, who was one of his strongest allies, she this evening addressed the crowd and said that that all of the protesters should come together, and she's calling for them to surround the rest of the government buildings and allow those who are there to come out, but not allow anyone tomorrow to come in. So whether or not that'll happen this evening and tomorrow, we're still waiting to see. She's also called for a mass blockage of the nation's highways just to kind of freeze the transport of the country. That, again, we're waiting to see. There's been reports of people having trouble getting into the city, but I've also talked to other people who have had no trouble at all getting into the city. So we're still waiting to see if these calls from the opposition group pan out.
Now, some outsiders have been active. I understand the president of Poland plans to arrive in Kiev tomorrow. He's to meet with the outgoing president, Leonid Kuchma. He backs the purported winner. That's the prime minister, Viktor Yanukovych. What is Mr. Kwasniewski going to be talking about with Mr. Kuchma?
Well, presumably they'll kind of talk about trying to get a peaceful resolution to this, trying to get the protests to kind of stay nonviolent, which they have so far. But Viktor Yushchenko has said that he welcomes any sort of kind of mediator, because he's claimed that he won't go into negotiation talks. The only thing he wants to hear from the current administration is that they're going to transfer the power over to his camp. So it'll be interesting to see how effective this has been. Certainly there has been a lot of international criticism of this election, and so far there hasn't been a lot of feedback from Kuchma on what he's going to do about it. So this should be interesting.
Now, another famous Pole, the former president, Lech Wałęsa, a man with some experience in general strikes, the founder of Poland Solidarity Movement, he was in Kiev today addressing the demonstrators. What was that like?
Well, he again drew a lot of crowds and told the Ukrainians that it was up to them to decide their own fate and what kind of democracy they wanted. But he assured them that Poland was behind them and that they would support them in their fight for democracy.
Now, you talk about the determination of these opposition protesters to stay in the streets and to keep the pressure on. Obviously, it's very cold in Kiev at this time of the year. It's not going to get any warmer anytime soon. Is there logistics set up for these people to stay in tents overnight?
Yeah, actually, at this point, it started off the first night. There were about, I think they said there's about 1,500 people who spent the night. And the tent city has grown. I mean, it has at least doubled in size, and it's stretching now for about two long blocks on Kyiv's main drag here, which is Krestiatyk. And it's been amazing the amount of support they've gotten from the local community, from everyone, from the babushki, the grandmothers. Everyone is coming, bringing hot food, drinks. When you go into the tent city, you'll see these traditional Russian, the samovars, which is what you think of when you think of Russians drinking tea, the silver kind of tea kettles. And there's tons of food. Volunteers have given warm clothing, sweaters, boots, coats, sleeping bags. There have been companies that have donated tents and kind of bedding and that sort of thing. So there's been an outpouring of support for the tent city that's determined to stay there.
And, of course, Kiev, the stronghold of the opposition and Mr. Yushchenko. Sabra Ayres, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Sabra Ayres is a reporter for Cox Newspapers, and she spoke to us from Kiev, the capital of Ukraine.